Closing arguments are set to take place Monday morning in the trial of Officer William Porter. He's one of six Baltimore police officers accused of being responsible for the April death of Freddie Gray from a spinal injury he suffered while in police custody. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports that while prosecutors have been trying Porter, defense attorneys have been prosecuting the operations of the Baltimore Police Department.
Defense attorneys questioned whether Officer Porter knew of a policy emailed just days before Freddie Gray's arrest. They argued his access to email was limited because the Western District has only two computers and they're antiquated. The department did not give him a smartphone with an app to check his email while he was on the street, and even if he did have one, Officer Mark Gladhill testified that the app did not work all the time. The defense also argued that even if regular or working email access was available, Porter would likely have had to sift through dozens of other emails he receives from the department on a daily basis. Oh, and by the way, there is no way the IT department would know if Porter opened his email to see policy 1114. That's the policy that requires all detainees to be placed in a seatbelt. Was policy 1114 discussed at roll call? There's no way for the department to know that either. That is just one example of how the defense has been prosecuting city police operations while prosecutors have tried Porter on manslaughter and other charges in Gray's death. University of Maryland law professor Doug Colbert says the jury will have to consider the defense's argument about lack of computer access as well as lack of training.
Some will wonder why he didn't get follow-up training and why it wasn't better than it was, and how do you expect someone to read an email that's coming, you know, a couple of days before the weekend, and you're not providing good computers, and you're not, you know, reminding the officers, hey, this is really important stuff.
Former city prosecutor Warren Alperstein, who has represented city cops in criminal and civil matters, says there is no dispute about the lack of resources available to officers.
They are underfunded. They need better equipment, whether it be cars or any other tools of the trade that they need, you know, to be effective police officers. But this also includes technology.
Some say that might be a hard argument to make considering the police department receives nearly double the amount of money in the city budget the schools receive. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake budgeted $475 million for the police department this year, while schools received $258 million.
If there's a lack of computers and there's a lack of equipment, it's either underfunded or the monies aren't being allotted the way they logically should be.
There are bigger implications for the city beyond the trials of the six officers accused in Gray's death. The Justice Department launched a full-scale civil rights investigation known as a pattern or practice review of the police department in May, nearly 2 weeks after riots rocked the city in the aftermath of Gray's death. Colbert says he believes the feds are keeping an eye on the Porter trial.
I think the Justice Department will be looking closely at the practices here, and they'll make some very strong recommendations to change those practices.
Colbert says city residents should feel the department is ready for serious reform, and that he hopes new practices for officers will be the result of this trial. Kenneth Burns from Courthouse East for 88.1 WYPR.
Jury deliberations in the trial of Officer Porter could begin today, and Baltimore police are preparing for possible unrest when a verdict is handed down. City Police Commissioner Kevin Davis has canceled leave for all officers through this Friday. This is WYPR.